This is WBUR. I'm Jack Lepiarz in Boston. For those COVID-19 patients who go on a ventilator and survive, the struggle doesn't necessarily end once they've been discharged from the hospital. Research suggests that those days or even weeks under sedation have an impact on the mind and body that can be life-changing. For more on this condition, known as post-intensive care syndrome, we turn to Stacey Solomon, a social worker in the medical ICU and critical illness recovery program at Brigham and Women's Hospital. She says the critical care community has known about post-intensive care syndrome for about a decade.
What we know is that it is a constellation of symptoms like memory problems, anxiety, depression, sleep disturbances, intrusive memories or nightmares, and physical limitations. Often patients will say that they just don't feel like the person that they were before the illness.
Stacey, we've seen this post-intensive care syndrome pop up in patients who've had to be on ventilators for other illnesses, but how is it different for COVID-19 patients?
I think one of the things that we're most concerned about is the limited family interaction while they're in the hospital. We know that family engagement is generally a protective factor for people. It can help reorient them during periods of delirium, just having that familiarity and comfort at bedside, and to help fill in the gaps of their memory. Many patients don't remember any part of the events that occurred in the ICU, or they misremember certain things that can be sort of haunting at a later date. And so having family there to fill in those gaps of what happened, who took care of them, to provide that cohesive narrative of events can provide a lot of reassurance. And so it's concerning that these patients are really isolated even more than just a general ICU patient.
How common is this?
There are some studies that show as much as 50% of patients, a third to 50%, will experience some symptoms of post-intensive care syndrome and post-traumatic stress disorder.
So how does this knowledge help you sort of think about, you know, what kind of support COVID-19 survivors, people who've had to be on ventilators, may need as they get out of the hospital?
What we've found is that having coordinated care with a critical care doctor to really review the experience that they had in the ICU can be very helpful. And then relaying that information to their primary care physician, coordinating with other types of referrals that might help them in their recovery, such as a psychiatrist, neuropsychiatry. And also, a lot of people who are recovering from this illness are returning to a new world and are coming home to having to figure out if they can physically manage, do they even have jobs that they can go back to.
Is there anything that you can say to patients or even family members of patients, because this will affect them as well, in terms of how to make this process easier? Is there any way for them to prepare for something like this?
I think everybody is so different in how they recover and how they manage stress and what kinds of symptoms they're going to be faced with. But I think people are resilient. And while they may not be able to return to their lives exactly as they were before this event, there are many patients who report a renewed sense of purpose and strengthened family bonds after going through such a challenging ordeal. And so while there may be a lot of bumps in the road, just to know that there's help available and that they are probably stronger than they think they are.
That's Stacey Solomon, a social worker in the medical ICU and critical illness recovery program at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Stacey, thanks for speaking to WBUR.
Thank you.